Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about dinner, pills, and junk food. This sounds like a very exciting episode, personally. So, what do I mean by dinner? Well, in the KetoFlex 12-3 diet that Dr. Bredesen recommends, he recommends that, and now this is for people that are not APOE4 positive. If you are, if you do have the genetic markers for Alzheimer's, then he recommends more than this. But he recommends a 12-hour fast between the time you finish eating dinner at night until you eat breakfast the next day. So, if you are APOE4 positive, then he recommends increasing that to 16 hours. Or even 17 or 18 hours. And that is something personally that's really interesting because I still haven't found out what my genetic marker status is as far as the APOE4 goes, but I should find out in the next few weeks. But based on my work schedule, so I usually eat around probably 7 o'clock and for dinner, and then the next day, if I don't take any snacks with me to the office, I'm not really able to eat again until about 11:30. So that goes well into the, let's see, 7 to 7 would be 12, plus 5 or 4 would be 11. So we're talking, you know, 16, a little over 16 hours of a fast there. So anyway, if you don't think that you can do 12 hours, because, you know, this is still some of the shortcuts and workarounds, so if you don't think you can do 12 hours, then try MCT oil, 1,000 milligrams, maybe 2,000 milligrams, if you start getting hungry before the time for you to eat, and that way, that's a way to help you feel full. You can also try cumin seed oil, which is also called black seed oil. One tablespoon a day is actually it's a great antibacterial, antiviral, and an appetite suppressant, so it will stop food cravings. So the cumin seed oil, the black seed oil, that's really good as well. So that's the dinner issue. So pills, and you know, I've been talking online and in the episodes here that, you know, the old school medical professionals out there are still convinced there has to be a single magic pill that's going to fix Alzheimer's and dementia. And that is something that you need to realize is not going to happen. And if you don't like taking pills and it's hard for you to take supplements, there are liquid or powdered varieties of pretty much all of the supplements that are recommended. The vitamin D3, the iodine is a liquid. You can get the B12 and the other vitamins all in a liquid format. You just have to do a little research online for that. But yeah, there's no magic pill that's going to fix this. It's a series of factors that lead to cognitive decline. I think that we have, Dr. Bredesen has identified, it might even be as high as 46 different things that can lead to Alzheimer's and cognitive dysfunction. So these are things that you need to be aware of. And it is just something that that's really important to know about. Okay? So also, the junk food. Everybody has their own particular type of junk food that they love. They just have to have it. I got to have my Ding Dong or Twinkies or whatever. Okay, so what you need to do also in that case, if you can try the black seed oil, and once again, if you can try the MCT oil. So those medium chain triglycerides or the cumin seed oil help to to curb your appetite. And so if you have sugar cravings, it's going to kind of help alleviate that a little bit. If you have to have sugar, try a healthy type sugar, which would be dark chocolate. And you can take just like one or two dark chocolate squares. It needs to be at least 80% cacao, which if you're a true milk chocolate fan, you're going to realize is nowhere near chocolatey enough. But if you do take one square or two, you will realize that it does curb your cravings. So it is something that will kind of help you through the junk food cravings. You just one or two squares. You don't want to, you know, eat a whole dark chocolate candy bar because that's going to be too much sugar for you. And we're really trying to keep your sugar intake down. And the junk food is definitely not something that you want to mess with because it's just going to be something that slows down your progress. And you really, I think going into this, into the entire RECODE protocol, you really need to sit down and be brutally honest with yourself and acknowledge that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really difficult, but you have to commit 100% to doing this protocol and that you're going to do it, and it's going to make it better for you that way, because if you go into it kind of halfway and you're like, oh, I'll still, you know, cheat a little bit and I'll take my, you know, I'll sneak my little junk food underneath the pillow and have my Twinkies or whatever, you're not hurting anybody but yourself. So try these little workarounds and crutches and shortcuts. MCT oil is your friend because you want to start having your brain, you want it to focus on burning fat instead of sugar. That's one of the biggest things. You want to really switch to that ketogenic type, burning ketones, creating ketones in your diet, and that's just going to be much more efficient. That's going to help your brain function because you're doing this all for you, and you want to get your life back. You want to get your memories back. You want to be able to stay focused. You don't want to feel like you're getting old prematurely, and so you really need to make sure that you're taking plenty of MCT oil, as well as trying the black seed oil, the cumin seed oil. It tastes just terrible, but it is amazing in what it can actually do for you. And you can get that at pretty much any health food store. So those are the three crutches for today. I, you know, have to also mention there's a couple of things going on. We do have the online masterclass, Brain Builders Masterclass. I'm really excited. I'm going to be putting the finishing touches on that this weekend, long Labor Day weekend. And each module, there's going to be six modules, and you never know, there might be a bonus module in there as well. And we're going to have PDF handouts that you can print out, take them into your own personal practitioner, medical practitioner, and show them the resources, the information, so that they realize that there are other options that are actually working for cognitive decline. And this will be priceless, especially if you're a caregiver and you're taking care of a loved one. You can take that in there and you can try to present it in a non-confrontational type way. But basically, you know, you're saying there's a new way and you need to do your job and be up to date on the latest research. And that you can register for that course at bit.ly/brainbuilders. So B-I-T period. ly/brainbuilders with an S, and it'll ask you a question like what your most pressing question is about head issues, memory, cognition, dementia, that kind of thing. So do that. And also, to be up to date on all the latest stuff that I've got to offer, and we have a closed forum for people that are members of the or that download my app, you can go to www.drdewittapp, that's two P's, so it's drdewittapp.com with the www before it. You can go there and download the app and create a shortcut on your tablet, on your cell phone, and that'll give you access to all of my free webinars, all the supplements that I offer. We have a forum in there that we can all share information and, you know, success stories about, you know, what you've done, how you've presented this information to your medical practitioners, and what their response was. There's also a link to this podcast, so you can make sure people, you know, that you have access to it, and you can share the app with your friends and people that could use the information, and as well as scheduling one-on-one time with me, because I want to make sure that you reach your goals, you get to where you need to be, and, I mean, like I said, it's a very challenging type of situation because you have lived a certain particular way for so many years, and you are kind of set in your ways. You know what you like, you know what you don't like. You have your favorite junk food. You have a time of day you like to eat. These are things that are going to take a little extra encouragement. Let me be your accountability coach. We'll help come up with a plan, exactly what you need to do. You don't have to make all the changes all at once because that would be a major shock to the system. We're just going to, you know, even if it's just working on your sleep to start, we can do that. And but I'll be there for you, like I said, in the app, drdewittapp.com. Do the www before that, by the way. And I'll put a link to all these different links in the description of the show also. It might not be in there right away, but just keep checking back, and eventually it will be there. But this is a way for you to, if you are concerned, say you're you're a caregiver for a parent that's having some cognitive issues, and we get the changes going in them, but then you start to experience some cognitive issues yourself, then we can also help you kind of deal with that and understand what's going on so that you don't have to panic as well, because everything is fixable. We have gone through so many different things, and there's so many different ways that you can fight this condition that has been believed to be a death sentence because people didn't think you could do anything about it because they were looking at it incorrectly. Because they looked at it as, well, there's not a pill that's going to fix this. There's not a vaccine that's going to fix this. There's not a series of injections or whatever that's going to help you get rid of Alzheimer's or dementia. So in their mind, that meant that, oh, well, you better get your affairs in order because you can't, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, that's because their perspective was wrong. They were looking at it wrong. Now we know that there are things that you can do, but it's lifestyle changes, behavioral changes, nutritional changes, sleep cycle changes, exercise. You know, you have to get more active. You got to get out in the sun. All these things that we used to do, or most of us used to do when we were younger, but then when we started working in the big world out there, we kind of got away from that and started working in our little cubicles and little office spaces under the terrible incandescent lights and getting all the blue light from the electronic computers, the TVs. I mean, all these different things. It's just, we got to get back to being kids, being active, eating healthier, because, I mean, back when we were younger, a lot of us, our parents looked out for us and tried to make sure that we ate the right stuff and didn't eat a bunch of crap, but, pardon my French, but we have to get out there and we've got to eat healthier stuff. You have to process foods. You don't want anything with a label on it if you can keep from it. You want to avoid gluten. You want to avoid excess sugar. You want to avoid artificial sweeteners. I mean, those things are toxic to your brain, neurotoxins, which means toxic to your brain. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we look forward to hearing or talking with you next time on the Brain Builders podcast. Next week it will be, or actually next time, it will be at noon, just like today. Have a great day.